Yeah, of course. Look, it's always nice to win a local derby game. Putting four against your rivals is always something special, and then keeping a clean sheet. But you know that you can't take anything away from them. They're a good side. They play good football. They're organized, and there's a reason why they're going to the final, because they were consistent this season. For me, though, with our guys, when all 11 are on the same page, I think they're a fantastic team to watch. They create their opportunities today. They score their goals. And that's a performance. That's who we are today. Everybody fighting, everybody pushing in the right direction. We played as one today. And it was pleasing to see these guys. And it's enjoyable as a coach just standing on the sideline, smiling and watching them really express themselves on that pitch today.
Jimmy, he had been out for a while, but now we get Roger Thompson back starting. How important is he? We saw, when he was partnering Luka, York and I were dominant, one of the best in the league. Gets hurt, struggles kind of begin there. Now he's back here for nothing victory.
Yeah, look, it's great to have Roger in the back there. He's a leader. He's a big presence. It's great to have him. It's unfortunate we didn't have him as much as we would have liked this season. But he's back, and I thought Roger put a great shift in today.
Sure. Okay. Just on penalty kicks, last week Gattis was fouled right at the end there.
Yeah.
The penalty. Today you were fouled. You took the penalty. Is that just how it works? You've got the momentum and you'll take it. You don't have like a specialist. If the person's in the mood, just what made the decision you're going to take the penalty?
Yeah, I think just at the time I felt confident to take the penalty, and that's why I just stepped up and took it.
Manny, how much did Joe's converting that penalty away that he needs for the second
penalty? I mean, we've been unlucky a few times this season with penalties, for and against. When you can score the goal, from what I see here, it was pretty early in the game, 22 minutes in. That sets the rest of the game up for us. I think right after that point, the last 15, 20 minutes of that first half, we were all over them. We were keeping possession, playing very well, passing. Had more opportunities, which when we went in the change, we were kind of disappointed we didn't capitalize on, because you never know what, second half, you never know what's going to come. But always when you convert a goal, luckily enough, Joe stepped up, he said, I want this, went in with full confidence and then scored it, and that gives the whole team a huge confidence boost.
Jim, you guys had a really good first half, obviously, but what changed in the locker room there to get an even better second half?
We had our team talk, and we spotted some things in the first half that we thought we could be better at. And exploit them in certain areas. And the guys executed that in the second half. They made it difficult for Forge at times. And, to be fair, the guys, they listened. And they followed the plan today, and they executed, and they came away with four goals. So it was a great performance by them.
Manny, question for you. You guys had a lot of possession. You really got to play the ball a lot. Your rivals 4-0. Obviously, you guys pretty much just play this, right? Obviously, it's your job,
and
it's also fun. How fun
was
it out
there? Yeah, we were actually just talking about that on the way up. When these games go your way like this, you just enjoy playing out there. It's games where, for example, I was subbed off today, and I wasn't even bothered by it because I knew Stevie was going to come in. He deserved to come in. He's been out for a while, it's one of those games where you just enjoy it from the first moment. We came in, had a great warm-up, just the feeling in the changing was high, and we deserve these 3 points against this team. We feel like we've deserved it over the last few games against them, and luckily enough this time it went our way. I think it goes to show how important it was for us to kind of learn from each other, learn how to play with each other, and this philosophy we've been preaching the whole year, and I think now we're really starting to see it.
Joe was a little feisty out there at times. Was it particularly nice getting this win over your local rivals?
Yeah, for sure. I don't mind it being a little feisty. You know, and when you win, it makes it even better. You beat them on the field and the scoreboard, and you're more feisty than them, so I like that. I don't shy away from that.
Good answer, Joe.
Jimmy, I see the chemistry between Manny and Rodrigo. Is any special practice you make them do before the game?
Just the two Spanish boys?
They eat churros. They go out for churros every day after practice.
A little bit of Latino music going. You know, to be honest with you, I think with Manny and Gatas, they got a good relationship. I think with Wata, Manny and Joe, they got a great relationship in the middle of the park. And I think all the guys have got good relationships. You know, but obviously those two, you know, they get on really well. And you can see in their performance, right? They're comfortable with one another. They understand each other. They understand each other's movements. And they've got a good bond.
Yeah. That
was, look, I was happy for Nate. You know, his job is to keep the ball at the back of the net. And I thought he was very good today. Started off a little bit slow with his distribution, but he got better as the game went on. But he was engaged the whole time. You could see that he was vocal today. I think he was mentally right. But then also, you got to give credit to the back four. I thought our back four was very, very good today. They were solid. They threw their body in front of everything. And they defended right. And so overall, the Nate and the back four, I thought were excellent today.
Jimmy, sprinkler malfunction every week or a new tradition?
Do you know, I was sitting in that dugout for about 30 minutes. I was like, is this the field we're supposed to be at? Because I didn't know where the players were. Took him forever to get out. But, yeah, maybe we'll just do that every game. Slow it down a little bit.
Any more questions? Joe, you know, Joe and Manny, maybe the first time you played Forge at this field, it was, you know, a little bit infamous with, you know, the weather stoppage. And then, unfortunately, losing 2-0 to Forge. It was a little bit of a redemption, as Jimmy as well, for the club to end the 905 Derby this season at this field with this victory.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, we played them a few times this year, and to finally get the last game, get a win, and to do it, looking at all the stats, we beat them every stat. You know, they didn't beat us in anything. So to beat them resounding like that, it's huge. It's huge for us, and we can, you know, carry this into the next season.
So you guys obviously opened up the CPL season against Forge, and now you just beat them 4-0. So how have you seen your squad progress? What have you noticed, any like differences and stuff like that?
I think the squad has come on leaps and bounds. You know, from the first game to now, you know, we've worked ever so hard on our philosophy and the style of play, and these guys they've bought into it. They've realized who they are as a team. We have an identity, and we've been saying now it's just about being consistent. We've got to be consistent every game that we play, and it's been up and down throughout the season, but you know, this is our first season together as a group. So the mistakes that we're making this year, we've got to learn from them. We've got to be more consistent, and going into next season, we make sure that we don't make those mistakes. We're organized and we're consistent throughout the whole season. So for me, I think they've grown an awful lot as a group, as young men. They're understanding what it means to be a professional footballer, training week in and week out. And they're demanding more out of each other now. And that happens when teams are together for a while. They start creating those bonds. They start demanding more from each other. And now they've realized the type of team that they are and the potential that they have. It's now getting even more out of them for next season and continuing this momentum that we have.
Question? Coach, Abzi was another player off the back four tonight, pushing off the wing and joining the attack, and he gets a big goal in the second half. What were your thoughts on his game tonight?
I thought Abzi was terrific today. You know, throughout the game, we change our formation a little bit in open play. I get these guys to really figure out the opposition, how they're playing, how can we overload certain areas. And these guys are making the calls now on the pitch. you know, with Kyle coming inside as well, that opened up Abzi to get further down the line and create some more opportunities for us. And Abzi, I thought he had a lot of crosses, he had some shots, scored his goal. But that's down to these guys creating those space and that movement on the park to open up those areas that allow our fullbacks to get forward. So, you know, I got to give credit to these guys, reading the game, understanding it, and adjusting themselves.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.